Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast, your window into the world of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. Join us as we explore how AI is harnessed to tackle both business and societal challenges, revealing the cutting-edge solutions emerging from this vibrant AI community. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates and insights in the world of AI. Welcome to another episode of the AI Ireland podcast. Today, I'm delighted to have Alan Moore, Managing Director of Tax World, join us. Tax World is a finalist in the best use of AI in a consumer customer service category for the 2023 AI Awards. Alan brings an impressive array of experience in leveraging AI technologies to enhance customer service and drive operation excellence in the taxation sector. In this episode, we'll explore the innovative ways Tax World is using AI to improve customer interactions, streamline services, address the complex challenges in the field of tax services. Alan, it's a pleasure to have you on the AI Ireland podcast.
Thanks, Mark.
Tell us a little bit about Alicia's capabilities. Sorry for butchering the name there.
Azilia's
capabilities. And you explain how it kind of goes beyond being a search engine for tax information, and specifically, how does it summarize complex tax topics and draft client correspondence?
What we've done is we've created a content consisting of plain English version of the tax legislation together with checklists and advice letters. And more importantly, over the last 10 years on Tax World, we've had an area called the members area where people could ask questions and I answered the questions. And this was part of the membership. And over the last 10 years, I would have answered approximately 10,000 questions in relation to various topics in tax. And these 10,000 questions and answers are very important because they pick up minor areas of tax that probably aren't covered by books or on the revenue website, etc. And therefore, when people ask a question to the AI, it understands all of the tax law in plain English. It understands all of the checklists, etc. But more importantly, it understands those 10,000 questions and answers. And therefore, it's very likely to be able to give you an answer. The success rate or the accuracy rate at the moment, we've answered about 7,500 questions on the AI since start of August. And I would say probably 200 or 300, the bot has said, I don't know. And probably wrong answers would be in the order of 10. You know, single figures.
So you've been able to use ChatGPT, OpenAI, but you've been very careful about the data set you've been using.
Yes, because our customers, some of our customers are large accountancy firms, and they are very particular that the AI doesn't make mistakes, and also that it references and provides the source where it actually has got the information. So when we actually create the data set for the AI, we break down the Taxes Consolidation Act and the other acts section by section. So for example, if one of the sections is section 469 of the Taxes Consolidation Act, then that has to do with health expenses or whatever, then that would come in as a footnote. So when you read the answer, Azilia tells you in the footnote where it's come from, and therefore you know that it's correct. Etc.
When you look at the impact metrics here, so in terms of, let's say you're receiving over 100 queries a day.
We're actually getting around 300 at the moment.
So 300 queries a day, and that you've expanded to the UK market as well. Can you discuss the measurable impact this has had on your business and particularly in customer satisfaction?
It's huge. From our own point of view, what it means is we're able to sign up customers who we never previously would have heard of. We've had a kind of a core base of customers of around 400 for the last 10 years and people coming in and going out of that. But over the last few months, we would have accelerated that up to over 500. And we expect it will probably reach 700 or 800 in the next 6 months, 5 months, and that's apart from the UK. So we're getting 2 to 3 signups a day without any marketing effort at all, purely by word of mouth,
which is so powerful. particularly in the world of business, to not have to put down that money in advertisement, SEO costs and things like that. So from a resource constraints perspective, many small firms lack the resources to navigate complex tax codes.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of leveling the playing field for these smaller firms.
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. If you're, our typical customer is an accountant with, a turnover of, say, 200,000 or 300,000 to 500,000, they would have maybe one or two staff as well as themselves, and they can't afford to have a full-time tax manager, which would cost them, 80,000 to 100,000 a year. So we give them the ability to access that kind of resource, but for a fraction of the price, because they're only paying 96 euro a month, and they're getting access to a brain which really has a very, very good knowledge of the Irish tax system. Not only all the sources I just mentioned, but also the entire revenue website and the entire social welfare website. So that's the win-win,
Yeah, and when you look at taking this, we were talking off air about how you've had a history of simplifying tax comprehension since 1997, which, I take my hat off to you because, it's not a straightforward world. What's your kind of future vision for Elysia and the platform, maybe other kind of different types of financial advising, or do you want to just stay and specialize in tax?
It'll be very much focused on tax. That's our strength. So we see ourselves as sticking to that and expanding into the UK, but being very competitive from the point of view of that it's an absolute no-brainer for a small accountancy firm to use our system. Once we sign somebody up, we spend about 5 to 10 minutes training them. And once they get the hang of how to use it, we never hear from them again, apart from seeing their usage hugely increase. We use HubSpot, so we can see on HubSpot the traffic from the new signups is huge. But it's been a long time coming. It's built upon the shoulders of giants, because it's been there for years, and then it just happened. ChatGPT came out. We were able to leverage it very quickly and start to use it.
That's the thing about these overnight success stories, Alan. Nobody likes to dig in too deep to the background in terms of the hard work. And as I always say, success comes after the event. It's just that we love to kind of glamorize these overnights, but they very rarely come about. Alan Moore, CEO of Tax World, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks, Mark.
Really, really excited to unveil my new book, AI Unleashed, Navigating the AI Revolution as a Business Executive, which is now accessible to purchase on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. This publication is the fruit of half a decade's worth of meticulous research and high-level conversations with experts in the field, both in Ireland and globally. The book is particularly timely, featuring current discussions on AI governance in the European Union and North America. If you're aiming to grasp the full scope of AI, ready your enterprise for its transformative power and utilize it to your advantage, this book is specifically crafted for you. It serves as a pragmatic guide, clarifying misconceptions and presenting real-world insights for leaders entering the AI sphere. The book covers an extensive array of subjects, from AI's role in diverse industries to generative AI applications, and provides guidance on avoiding typical missteps in AI initiatives, all supported by the most recent studies. Additionally, the book highlights case studies and applications that have earned accolades at AI awards throughout the years and emphasizes top-notch AI utilization in Ireland. For executives, polyarchitects, or technology aficionados seeking to make sense of the intricate world of AI, AI Unleashed, Navigating AI Revolution is your essential handbook. So it's now available on Amazon. This book furnishes you with the expertise and instruments required to deploy AI both effectively and ethically.